The immigration minister details his reasons for cancelling Novak Djokovic's visa for a second time. Omicron outbreaks nearing their peak in some jurisdictions. And in sport, Australia wins its first men's under-19s Cricket World Cup match, beating the West Indies by 6 wickets. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. An email detailing Immigration Minister Alex Hawke's reasons for cancelling Novak Djokovic's Australian visa for a second time has been made public. Mr. Hawke says while the unvaccinated tennis star poses a negligible risk of spreading COVID-19 to others, allowing him to remain in Australia may be a risk to the health of the community. He says the men's world number one's presence during the Australian Open could lead to other unvaccinated people refusing to get the jab, anti-vaxxers having their views reinforced, a reduction in the uptake of booster doses, and the disregarding of public health orders. Mr. Hawke says he considered the likely inconvenience, emotional hardship, and distress of cancelling the Serb's visa, on top of possible reputational damage and professional implications, but ultimately decided the long list of health and public interest ramifications outweighed the personal impact on the 34-year-old. The federal court will hear Djokovic's appeal against his visa cancellation tomorrow morning. Japanese tennis player Naomi Osaka has weighed into the debacle surrounding Novak Djokovic's Australian visa. The former women's world number one says that hearing comments from other players about the issue has not been great and she's trying to keep things positive. She says it's sad that Djokovic could be remembered for this issue rather than his tennis achievements.
I think it's an unfortunate situation. Like, he's such a great player and it's kind of sad that some people might remember him in this way. But I also think it's up to, you know, not tennis players, it's up to the government, like how Australia's deciding to handle it.
Federal health authorities say they're hopeful the Omicron COVID-19 outbreak is nearing its peak in several states and territories. Tens of thousands of cases continue to be recorded across Australia each day as a result of the highly infectious variant. More people are being treated in Australian hospitals for COVID-19 than at any point in the pandemic. But Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says there are signs of hope.
The actual forecasting based on actual numbers of cases, particularly in New South Wales, but also in Victoria and ACT, leads me to believe that we are close to the peak of this wave in terms of cases, recognising that there is underdiagnosis through our PCR system. We know about that. But I think that has either occurred or will occur in the coming couple of weeks in those jurisdictions and not long after in the other jurisdictions that have outbreaks at the moment.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the Therapeutic Goods Administration is expected to decide whether to approve the use of the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine within the next 10 days. Some 95% of Australians aged 16 and over have so far received one vaccine dose, 92.5% are double jabbed, and 52.6% have had a booster. More than 1 million doses have been delivered in the past 3 days, which is a record for any immunisation program in Australia's history. Mr. Hunt says the government has ordered enough doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to ensure all eligible people in Australia can get a second booster shot if the medical advice changes.
In addition, we are seeing good progress on Novavax with recent fresh data, and there's 51 million doses of Novavax if the regulator were to approve that, and that decision is expected in the coming 10 days.
To sport, Australia has delivered an early statement of intent at the Men's Under-19s Cricket World Cup, breezing past the West Indies by 6 wickets in the tournament opener. Cooper Connolly's side needed just 40.1 overs to bowl the Windies out for 169 before opening bat Teague Wiley led the chase with an undefeated 86 to run down the modest target. Wiley's skills enabled Australia to reach 4 for 170 with 5 overs to spare. The Windies looked to be making a comeback at 3 for 104 after 21 overs, but 3 wickets in 14 balls undid all of their hard work. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 32 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions, 31. Melbourne, cloud clearing, 28. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Canberra, similar conditions, 29. Wollongong, partly cloudy as well, 25. Sydney, much the same, 28 degrees. Newcastle also partly cloudy, 29. Brisbane the same, 33 degrees. Cairns partly cloudy with a top of 33 as well. And Darwin showers with a possible storm, 32. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.